On this week's Talking with Topher, 5 years, everybody. This is wild. He is the one printing the Talking with Topher t-shirts. Oh, how about Boeing? What happened to that guy? He didn't kill himself. And now let's get into episode 209. What is happening, TWT fans? It is so good to be back on this April 4th, 2024. And I'm so glad that so many of you are coming back for some more. That's right. It is it's the start of the 5th year of this thing. But before I get into anything today, let me start off the same way I always do, by saying thank you. Thank you to all of my subscribers out there. You just keep piling on, and I appreciate it. So keep it up. If you're subscribing, make sure you're giving a thumbs up for all the guests, for the videos. Leave comments. Make friends in the comments. Do all the things that help the podcast grow now that you've subscribed to the channel. I greatly appreciate it, and it does help tremendously. Of course, if you are new, popping by, or checking it out, you need to hit that subscribe button. All right, everybody else is now. So go ahead, hit the subscribe button if you want your opportunity to be a guest or maybe tell your story. All right, you got to send an email, TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com. That's the official email of the podcast. You can send an audio, video, or type it out, but you got to send it over to the official email of the podcast. All right, it's TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com. And then, of course, do not forget about the Linktree. The Linktree is the easiest way for you to find everything TWT. It's always in the description below the video, and now it's the easiest way to share the podcast with everybody you know. Copy the link and spread this thing like wildfire, because right now it is on fire. So I am so pumped. With all that out of the way, we can get into the podcast now. So 5 years, everybody. This is wild. Oh, man, I didn't think I was going to be doing this for 5 years. I really didn't. I wasn't sure where this was going 2 years ago, and I really was getting close on, I was getting close. I've invested a lot of money into this, and I wasn't sure if it was going anywhere, and now everybody is showing me that it is, so I'm in for the long haul. I don't know how long that is before the planet eats us alive or we destroy ourselves, but I'm doing this thing until something stops me from doing it forever. So thank you, everybody, for the encouragement and the kind words most of you have to say out there. I do have to say some of my comments. Well, like all of the, like anything, right? Words only affect you when you allow them to affect you. Therefore, words really don't hold any true meaning. They're just words. And I've spent most of my life... little adjustment there, that's better. I've spent most of my life getting picked on, being made fun of, belittled, screamed at, always wrong, never right, you're not going to accomplish anything, you're a piece of shit. I mean, you can go down a list of stuff that I've been told since the age of 6 and up. I do have to say that words just don't affect me as they once did. So when I read comments, I'm looking for the people that are kind of roasting me in a sense. And I appreciate everybody who does comment. And the kind words that I get mean that much more to me when I get them. Because I guess me struggling and dealing with my drinking, I've had a bunch of people touch on that short that's only found on YouTube. That's right. All shorts are only on YouTube. But, you know, somebody was very thankful that I shared my story because they were in a dark spot as well, and it allowed them to also deal with what they were going through and not get back on their addiction because they saw my video. At least that's what they said in so many words, or maybe not so many words in the comments, but that's amazing. That is what I'm striving for, you know, is to touch the individuals that are having a hard time dealing with life and would, you know, turn to their addiction to hopefully find some comfort. But the thing we always forget being addicts is that our addiction is usually what gets us into trouble. So it never helps with a bad situation. It only makes a bad situation worse. But we always try, or tell ourselves, I should say, that it's going to make everything better. So if I just do this, I'll be better. I'll feel better. You will, for that moment, until something else goes sideways and makes it worse. But I really do appreciate everybody out there. Thank you so much. And now let's get into my story. All right. So I said I wanted to rip up a company, but first I want to throw some good words out there. The shirts, I can't believe I haven't done this, and I should have done it already, but I need to shout out the person that is making the Talking with Topher t-shirts. And that is, oh, David, I think I'm going to screw up your name, and I really do apologize for it, but it's Gemma Janani? Gemma Janani? If I got that wrong, I am sorry. You can find him on Facebook and on Instagram, it looks like. So on Instagram, it's DJ_D.Original, O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L. And then on Facebook, it is D-Original. Or you can just look him up by his name, DavidGemiGananai. Sorry about that. So he is the one printing the Talking with Topher t-shirts. He's starting his new company. He's just getting into this business, and I was his very first customer. So that makes me feel really good inside that I was capable of helping somebody get kind of their feet off the ground. I'm not saying that, like, you know, I did something amazing. It's just that I feel good about helping somebody else start something that they are going to be passionate about. And if you have any type of shirts or anything that you want to have made, I just gave you his contact so you can go find him and send him a message. But I wanted to give a shout out to David for making the Talking with Topher t-shirts. Now, I also want to give a shout out to iRoof. iRoof is the company who put on my roof. They are also the company that helped me out in my time of need when I was dealing with this other company. And iRoof is absolutely amazing. They've been around over 30 years that I can say confidently. They also have phenomenal warranties on their roofs. And they stand behind all of their work. I really wanted to shout out to Franco for siding my garage in like 2 days, these guys wrecked it. And, you know, not that this happened because of this, but I wound up finding out that most of his crews out there are Ukrainian, which I found to be very interesting because they didn't speak a lick of English, which is fine. I don't mind that. It's just that it really created that barrier when they were doing something and I was like, oh no, you want this to be, you know, this way, you know, because the garage door wouldn't shut. And what they did was, is they followed the curve of the garage door. And you can't do that on a garage door. You can't follow the curve. You have to have the entrance flat. That way when the door closes, because it does close at a curve, but then it goes boom and it flattens out. So then it's flat against the wall. So what they did was is they built the wall to the curve, and when it tried to flatten out, it couldn't do it, and it would just open itself again. So a small little hiccup. They ended up coming back, fixing it. They did everything that they said they were going to do and more, and their price was amazing. And I just wanted to give all these good companies a shout-out before I get into this. So, as everybody knows, I have solar panels on my house. Now, I will say that I love solar panels. I think everybody should have solar panels, whether you're hooked up to a battery system that stores it, or you're just feeding the energy back into the electric company, which makes your delivery, which makes your electric bill much cheaper. I think either way you go, it'll reduce the price of your electric, but I don't have a banking system. So all my electricity that I gain, or all my solar power that I gain, goes back into the electricity company. And so therefore my usage during the summer is very low because the solar panels are working very hard and they're banking a lot. And then during the winter, I pretty much burn through all the power that I gained and stored through the electric company. And probably by like Christmas, January, I'll have a somewhat of an electric bill. And then as soon as the sun comes back out, it just goes right back to doing what it was doing. So instead of every month being a pain in the ass, usually December, January, and February are a little tough, but not the end of the world. So as everybody knows, I had to take my solar panels off in order to put my roof on. So I put the roof on, 8 to 12 weeks, I think it was, before Manchester finally cleared them to put my solar panels back on my roof. Now, I can't hold that against the company. That was Manchester looking for more money for their permits. So they get the clear. Now, mind you, I've been on the phone with this company multiple times. I've already told them that this is a brand new roof and I need them to be extremely, extremely careful up there. It's not my old roof. You can't just bang stuff, drag stuff, and do whatever you want up there. You know, I just had this put on and it cost me quite a bit of money. So they were also installing critter guard because birds were nesting underneath my solar panels. Now, I don't know if anybody knows anything about the critter guard on the solar panels, but some of them out there make it look like there's a frame around the solar panels. It looks very clean, very nice. Mine is stainless steel wire painted in this black rubber coating. Not as pretty. Definitely not as pretty. So I was already bummed out by that. But they told me this is the new stuff, the old stuff that I really liked that made everything look clean. That is the old stuff. And it was made of plastic. And what happened was, is the birds or the pests would peck through that frame and they would go right underneath the panel again and be able to start nesting or do whatever they want, basically causing damage to your roof, your solar panels, and the wiring. So I was like, okay, I don't like the way this looks already, but if this is the new shit, then it's the new shit. So they finish the job. I get home from work. I go up on the roof, and now I'm looking at everything. But I'm only looking at the solar panels and the critter guard. So what I do is I see a whole bunch of trash in my gutter. Now, this gutter is 30 feet long, and it's on the opposite side of my house, so you have to get a ladder to get up there. It's two stories up. Pain in the ass to clean out. So I'm upset about that because there was no trash in my gutter when you showed up, so why is there trash in my gutter when you leave? Then I noticed that there's parts of the critter guard that look like absolute poop. So I have to call the company and I tell them, hey, look, I don't like the way this looks. This doesn't look right. And I got trash all over the place. So they have to send them back. They come back. They clean up the critter guard. They clean up the gutter. And I go, oh, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. I thought we were done. So I go up on the roof. And now I'm inspecting not only the panels and the critter guard, but I'm also inspecting my roof. Should I have done this the first time around? Yeah, you're absolutely right. I probably should have, but I didn't. So then what I do is now I'm inspecting the roof. So as I'm inspecting the roof, I'm now noticing that one of the corners that meet. So I got a flat here and a ridge here. So they meet right here. So it makes like a gully in a sense. And I guess they started dragging the solar panels up. So what they did was is they ripped it. They ripped the shingle. So I threw a fit. I called them, emailed. This was weeks of fighting with them. They had told me that they couldn't give me any more discounts. And I was like, this isn't a discount. So I called up iRoof, and I said, hey, they damaged my roof. What do I do? And so they sent somebody over to repair it. So that person decided to go up onto the roof and check out everything because that's their job, and they didn't have to do that. All they had to do was come and make one repair and leave. But this company does more than that. They actually care about their customers. So he walked the whole roof. He found 7 to 12 holes. Now, as this is going on, I will try to put all these pictures up. I still have them. There's all these holes everywhere that they drilled, but then the solar panels wouldn't go in those spots. So what they did was is they left them, which voided my warranty. So what did iRoof do? iRoof said, we will come back. And we will repair all the holes because they couldn't fill them. They had to repair them by changing out the shingles. Why? Because that's the only way to keep the warranty valid. And then they said at the same time, they'll fix this part too. They're just going to do it all in one shot. So that was $450. So I end up writing this and sending it all over to Sunrun. Now, I don't know if I mentioned their name yet, but it is Sunrun. So they go and write me a thing for $450. I have to pay them. I pay the invoice. They send me the invoice. I send the invoice over to Sunrun, along with the pictures and the description of what's happening. And what they did was is they wrote back to me and said, we'll take $200 off. I'm like, wait a minute, what? What do you mean? What are we talking about here? It was $450. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't give you any more discounts. Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Because this isn't a discount. This is an issue. I paid $450 to have this repaired. You damaged it. You now owe me $450 that I no longer owe you. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Phone calls, emails. I mean, hours going back and forth with these guys. I finally talk to, I'm going to call him the district manager. And he wants to know how things are going for me. And so I give him everything. And he goes, okay, I'm really sorry you've been dealing with this. We're going to have to look into it more. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. But I was told to use the app and go onto that as well and start a chat with the chat bot or an agent. And I'm like, you sure? And they were like, yeah, do that. Because let's just say iRoof worked closely with somebody who used to be with the company that no longer is because of these problems. So I get on there and I start going off again. And I'm telling them all this stuff. And then I bring up the social media. I'm like, look, I got a YouTube channel. I got this. I got that. And here's all the proof for it. And these are all my subscribers and followers. Well, that changed their tune real quick. So not only did I get a call back from the district manager, getting more involved in this situation, but I also got my $450 back. I got my discounts. I got more of a discount, and they also signed off on everything for a very low cost, which was fine by me because that's all I wanted to pay anyways, because this was a shit job and a runaround forever with this company to get it right. And I just love solar panels so much, but I would never, ever deal with Sunrun ever again. And I wish I didn't have to deal with them, but unfortunately, that is the company that I went with 7-8 years ago, and I'm stuck with them now. So when I tell everybody to get solar panels, I'm not telling everybody to go with the company that I went with. I just want everybody to enjoy the benefits of solar panels that I have enjoyed for so long. But I will tell you right now, and I tell everybody else, stay the fuck away from Sunrun. They absolutely suck. Their customer service is horrible. And if it wasn't for the podcast and all you subscribers out there and everybody who follows me on social media, I may not have had a leg to stand on. So for that, I thank all of you. And I hope this sheds a little bit of light on some of those bad companies that are so big and monstrous that they just think that they can step all over us. And they can't do that anymore. The power of social media has really taken that away from them. And I did say that I wasn't going to say anything, but my bills are paid. They're all caught up. We're done. And as far as I'm concerned, if I could leave them, I would do it in a heartbeat. With that all being said, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from my sponsor. This April, are you ready to revolutionize your wardrobe with high-quality, durable clothing that exudes style and comfort? Look no further than Slowdown Clothing at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com. This month, we are thrilled to introduce our latest collection featuring a range of incredible apparel that is designed to last wash after wash. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your style with our amazing selection of t-shirts, hats, and more. Shop now and use promo code T-O-P-H-E-R at checkout to enjoy an exclusive 10% discount on your entire purchase. Yes, you heard it right. Additional savings await. Tired of constantly replacing worn-out t-shirts? Our t-shirts are crafted with premium materials to ensure longevity and comfort, making them a staple in your wardrobe for years to come. Say goodbye to fast fashion and hello to sustainability. Timeless pieces from Slowdown Clothing. Looking for the perfect accessory to complement your outfit? Explore our hats featuring incredible embroidery that adds to a touch of uniqueness to your look. Stand out from the crowd and express your individuality with our stylish and versatile headwear options. And don't forget about the kids. That's right. Treat your little ones to our top quality skateboards that combine performance and durability for endless fun. Let them showcase their unique style and skills with our specially designed skateboards that are built to last through all of their thrilling adventures. This April, make a statement with Slow Down Clothing and elevate your wardrobe with pieces that are not only stylish, but also built to last. Shop now at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and take advantage of our exclusive promo code TOPHER for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Join the movement towards sustainable fashion and upgrade your wardrobe with Slow Down Clothing today. Experience the difference, quality that lasts, style that stands out. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to redefine your fashion journey with Slow Down Clothing. Happy shopping. All right, and I'm back, everybody. We're going to get into some Topher's topic. China is speeding up the process of AI-powered interface independently developed by a Chinese research team has sped up humanoid robot development with AI. Check this out. An AI-powered interface independently developed by Chinese research team has sped up the research and development of humanoid robots. This has music, so I can't play it. The humanoid robot big factory interface can complete the hardware designs. Really? How many do they have? Algorithm selection and model verification with high efficiency and precision. What? Look at this. Further adjustments can be done manually to create prototype designs. What? Experts say the application of the system can significantly shorten the research and development cycle of humanoid robots. Holy shit. Yeah, but if you weren't watching that video, they were showing the computer, they were showing how they're taking a model of a humanoid, and they're throwing it through a system, and you can actually watch it, like, it's incapable of almost walking, and it's like wobbling in a sense, and then all of a sudden, it makes it a few inches on the screen, and then it corrects itself, and it starts walking, and then it corrects itself again, and it starts pacing itself. So you're literally teaching the humanoid how to do everything through the computer program, and then they're just going to download this into the humanoid robot, and it's going to be able to do everything that it just was taught on the software. And they're just going to plug it into the hardware. And I think I had talked about this about another AI humanoid that was also starting to do this, but China has bumped up the speed of this process by allowing AI to correct itself. So, like I said, it has only been a week, and we're already, what? This is North Korea, all right? I think it was, well, let's just say Korea had an AI in a small AI develop a different AI by itself, and now China is speeding up its AI to AI to then implement that knowledge into a humanoid so they don't have to teach the humanoid. AI already taught the humanoid everything, and it's only been a week. I'm telling you, this stuff is so freaky. I don't even know anymore. It's so crazy. All right, so Neuralink's first patient plays chess using brain implant. I mean, I'm surprised this guy is still breathing, but I'm glad that he is. You know what I mean? Like, I am really glad he's still breathing. Let's see how this goes.
It was like using the force on a cursor.
During a live stream on X, Neuralink introduced the first patient to receive its brain-computer implant. And if you're not watching this, the gentleman in the chair is the one that got the Neuralink.
And so this is one of the things that y'all have enabled me to do, something that I wasn't able to really do much the last few years, especially not like this.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm going to probably butcher his name. Nolan Abra, who said he was paralyzed below the shoulders after a diving accident. Ooh, Jesus. Directed a computer cursor to play a game of chess. And he's doing this with his mind, everybody. His mind. This is crazy. They just keep showing the computer screen, and they're showing the mouse moving. Moving a cursor is not a big technological leap for a brain-computer interfaces. So this is something that they've been able to do. A wired brain chip first implanted in 2004 also helped a paralyzed person move a cursor with only their thoughts. Okay. So this isn't that impressive, but it's impressive to me. Considering Neuralink was... Neuralink's devices transmit data wirelessly, and it can be used at home outside of the laboratory setting.
It's not perfect. I would say that we have run into some issues. I don't want people to think that it is, like, this is the end of the journey. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it has already changed my life.
That's awesome. Wow. So, maybe, you know, maybe... the monkeys, you know, maybe they died for something. Because this guy has got that thing in his brain. He's moving the cursor. He's playing chess. And I'm not sure what else it has been able to allow him to do. But I'm sure it's more than he's been capable of doing for quite some time. I mean, diving into a pool. That means his head got shoved down into his shoulders. Which is, ugh. Man, this guy's got to be brutal. Yeah, he crushed those vertebrae. But, man, I didn't think it was going to go this way, even though, you know, deep down inside, I hoped it would go this way because I was really hoping that, you know, we weren't going to read an article of Neuralink killing this guy. And it looks like it's not, and it's bettered his life. So maybe the monkeys did die for a good reason. Maybe. So everybody's been talking about it. I'm going to talk about it. So this bridge collapsing. So one of the things about this bridge collapsing, play the actual clip for you. If you don't know what this is about, there's a giant bridge in Baltimore. It has all, it was one of the biggest, nuclear wastes, paths. It was also, where we get a lot of our stuff, throughout the country, over that bridge. And the cargo ship that crashed into it was paralyzed, lost propulsion, and supposedly ISIS did this. They claimed it. It was an article I read. I don't know if it's real or not, but they also claimed the bombing in Russia on the theater that killed over 133, and Putin said he is going to get, basically revenge on whoever did this. So if ISIS is claiming this one and they're claiming the Russia one, that means they're just attacking us all, which means all of us should combine our efforts to fight ISIS again. But I thought we were done with ISIS. So again, proving another point that you cannot kill these sleeper cells. As long as you are trying to kill them, anybody that you kill in these sleeper cells that has a family member that is saddened by the loss of the family member, that has become the new sleeper cell. So you are not eliminating them. You will never eliminate any of them by killing them. You're only going to help them grow and solidify themselves every time you kill them. But they did claim it on this. So this is a giant issue. We could see an influx in the inflation could go up. We've already had warning of that. I believe that P. Diddy getting arrested and having his houses seized and searched by the federal government. And a lot of people were like, oh, I can't believe they picked him out. See, a lot of people don't understand. They're not going to seize and search houses until they have enough evidence to seize and search houses. This is not something that happens overnight. This is months and years of stuff that they have been building a case against him. And then they finally got whatever piece they needed to complete it. and then they pulled the trigger. So anybody who thinks that this just happened overnight, I hate to say this, but you're absolutely 100% wrong. But I also think that they waited at the perfect time to have all of that happen, because it's a great distraction from a massive bridge being completely collapsed with people on it and a cargo ship who was paralyzed and shut off by possible sleeper cell, militia group, whatever you want to call them, ISIS. So I don't know. You tell me. It was a lot of things all happening all at the same time. And I will tell you that the biggest story out of all of them was P. Diddy being arrested in Miami and having, what, two houses in Miami and one in California searched. Made the news more than this, which is absolutely insane to me.
The bridge disaster in Baltimore and those massive cranes now preparing to do the dangerous work of removing the wreckage from the container ship that ran into that bridge. ABC's Jay O'Brien is there in Baltimore with the latest. Good morning, Jay.
Gio, good morning. President Biden now saying he will come to the site of this bridge collapse next week as crews prepare to race to remove.
Well, that's good. You know, at least he made it to this quickly. You know, I just wish he made it to East Palestine as fast. But he had to wait till the dust settled there, right?
The mangled wreckage of that bridge, as well as tow away that cargo ship to try to get this port back up and running.
It's a good thing it didn't sink.
This morning, around-the-clock effort now gearing up to clear that massive mangled debris of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor.
What do we do with all of that metal? Where does it go? Where are you throwing that out? Where do you bring this shit? Like, this is the things that, like, I can't figure out. When we have, I mean, that's all trash. That is all trash. Where does it go?
But before it can be cleared, officials stressing they must first complete a full assessment of the scene.
I can tell you.
Oh, and that was the other thing. That ship, when it crashed, was 30 minutes into a, it was either 2 week or 27 day journey, one of the two, but only 30 minutes into it.
It is not going to be days or weeks or months. This is going to take time.
The U.S. Navy sending four.
No, why do we say that? Say years. Years. This is going to take years. If we're lucky, we'll have it finished in 10.
Floating cranes to the scene. This one, the largest available on the East Coast. Able to lift 1,000 tons. State and federal officials laying out their plan to reopen the blocked port, including divers and other crews cutting the bridge into pieces. Each part then carefully lifted out of the water one by one.
Our team needs to cut that truss into sections in a safe, in a responsible, and in an efficient way before it can lift those pieces out of the water.
Our Elizabeth Schulze in the water with the Coast Guard, getting an up-close look at just how difficult this will be.
Wow. You can really see how challenging these conditions are. There is metal everywhere, jagged pieces of steel jutting out from underneath the water.
Meantime, the Army Corps of Engineers deploying sonar technology to better locate the debris and search for submerged vehicles.
Oh my God.
This week, NTSB investigators examining the ship's containers. 56 wow. Now determined to be carrying hazardous materials. And investigators saying they've spotted a sheen on the water. But Maryland's governor and Coast Guard officials saying there is no immediate health or environmental threat. The governor maintaining the recovery operation for those four remaining construction workers missing and presumed dead remains a top priority.
Oh, we know that the priority that we have is making sure that those families feel supported and that they can have a sense of closure.
Holy shit. I have to say that is the first video I've seen of the wreckage that close. And all the pictures that I've been looking at and all the articles have all been from a distance. And it is absolutely mind-blowing because on a picture from a distance, everything looks so small. And it's like, that is so massive. It's probably going to take a couple weeks just to get the ship out of there. Never mind getting the rest of it out of there and possibly finding those cars. Oh, man. That's awful. Absolutely awful. And, you know, I just hope that they can do it in a relatively good amount of time. And if ISIS is behind this, what are we going to do about that? Because now I feel like we should be talking to Putin and being like, hey, you know, they're saying they bombed that and they're saying they shut the ship down. So where else are they planning on attacking next? Right. And I don't know. I don't know if this is going to help maybe subside the Russia-Ukraine war, or, you know, maybe ISIS is going to attack Israel next. Right. Because wouldn't that be the other one? Russia, U.S., Israel would make the most sense to me if they wanted to start hitting targets, right? So, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this could either go one of two ways. One, we're either all going to group together to try and, once again, take out this group, or everybody's just going to keep doing what they're doing, and we're just going to ignore these guys until they attack again. And do something even more devastating, because imagine that happened, I think, at 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. So luckily there was only a construction crew on there of six. Unfortunately, you know, I don't wish death upon anybody, but at least it was only six. From what I hear, that is a very, very busy bridge. And if this was any later in the day, it could have been catastrophic loss of life. So I guess in the worst case scenario, this turned out to be the best case scenario it could be. Damn, it's crazy, right? It's crazy, everybody. I don't know what's going on with the world today. So I got a couple little things that I'm going to do real quick. Me and Elijah and Miguelo, we've been talking as always, like we always do. And I wanted to have everybody hear this because I thought this was pretty cool.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing and you didn't know why.
Hold on. Look at this comment up here. Solman_Grutty12. So who is he? This is when I know I'm getting old. It's Prince. You guys don't know who Prince is? Or the symbol formerly known as Prince? Purple Rain? Ugh. God, this makes me so upset.
Okay, and you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants, you know. When I found out there were eight presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise.
This is years ago, everybody. Years ago, Prince was talking about this. Now, I'm not going to say, but, you know, he did die of a surgery that he probably shouldn't have died from, just like Joan Rivers, who went in for cosmetic surgery, and she had said Michelle Obama's a man, and somehow she didn't wake up. So I don't know. You put the pieces together. I feel like him talking like this and understanding these things is what got him killed. You know? Bob Marley. You know? There was something in that shoe. And it killed him. Who put it there? I don't know. Somebody didn't want him to talk anymore. People. Oh, how about Boeing? What happened to that guy? What happened to that guy? He didn't kill himself. A day before the trial? A day? Epstein. I'm sorry. He didn't kill himself. What happened? What happened? There's so many more that speak freely. And, I mean, I'm doing the same. So am I taking the same risk? I hope so. Because it's worth it. Because this is crazy to me that so many people already knew years and years ago. And they're no longer around to speak their truth because they were taken out. Because their truth was way too close to the actual truth. Because we know it's out there. And if we keep digging, we will find it. What we're going to be able to do with it or what it's going to do for us, I'm not sure yet. But God damn it, I want it. I want it. I am tired of everything else. I am tired of it. So what else we got here? So this is just a funny.
Welcome aboard, folks. We are very proud to share that your pilot is the most diverse pilot on record. She is a 3'2" transgender pansexual Native American man who identifies as a 6-foot-tall Korean woman. Any volunteers to help reach the controls are welcome. You will want to buckle up as her epilepsy is often triggered by the flashing lights in the cockpit.
Yeah, that sounds safe.
Remember to keep a whisper volume level, as she may have to consult instructional videos as a refresher during the flight. Now, can we get a big cheer for diversity?
Welcome. So, if you're wondering why I decided to play that, one, I think it's really funny. Two, this is what happens when you hire people for what they are and not what they can do. This is something that I am so against that, I'm sorry, diversity is great. We should have it. We can't make it the basis for how we hire. Just because, you know, there's no transgender in this area of this company doesn't mean that you just go out and hire a transgender. You don't do that. What if the person is not capable of doing the job? That's what's important. Are you capable of doing the job? No? Then you're not hired. I'm not hiring you just because of who you are. I'm hiring people because of what they can do. I need people who can do shit. You can't do the shit I need you to do. I'm not hiring you. It doesn't make any sense to me. Everybody wants this diversity. Well, it only happens. So I hope that the pilot can actually fly the plane. I hope that whoever you hired for this position can actually do the position. And you didn't just hire them because of the color of their skin or what they're changing in their life or any of those reasons. You need to hire people for what they're capable of doing, not what they are telling you what they are. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's absolutely crazy. And things like this could actually happen if you have people that are incapable of doing the jobs that they're in the position of doing just because of all the other reasons that I just mentioned. It doesn't make any sense, everybody. It's just like lowering the standards of the military and the army. It makes no sense. What is the point of putting a gun in your hand if you don't know how to fire it? Or you can't hold a 50-pound ruck and a gun and go through the desert because your boots hurt. They're supposed to hurt. That's how they mold you. That's how this shit happens. They should never lower the requirements. And then somebody was like, well, if they don't lower the requirements, then they could have a draft. Well, wouldn't that be better than putting people that are incapable of doing the job? Do I want a draft? No, because the cutoff will be 47 or something, and I'll get drafted. But at the same time, would I rather have a draft than an army full of people that can't do the job? You know, I think I'd rather have that, because at least I would, well, I don't even know, because the people that you're going to draft could be just as weak as the people that you can't friggin', that can't pass the test, because our society is weak. So either way you go, they're incapable today, because they got no backbone. They don't know how to do anything for themselves. And they think words are violence. Motherfucker, violence is violence. Words are just words. And silence, well, it's refreshing. So shut the fuck up. All right, so my last one here is I'm going back to these blue roofs. Here it is again.
You notice you're flying in the helicopter? All those places are the roofs. They didn't do it.
So if you can't understand what Biden is saying, I'm not going to hold it against you, because most of us can't. So I'm glad they typed it out. His words were exactly, you noticed when you fly over with a helicopter, those places with blue roofs, they didn't burn. So we got to change that. Anyway, like complete change of the subject. So what do we have to change? The fact that people are figuring out that the roofs matter against these weapons? Or you have to change all of our roofs over to blue? I'm assuming it's the first one. That people are figuring this out. They're putting these roofs on their houses or their homes or their whatever, their facilities, and they are now avoiding complete and absolute destruction, and now it's bothering them because they're figuring it out. We got to put a stop to this. We had a way to get this amount of land that you wanted to accumulate by 2026, let's just say. I do believe that they're all conspiring. And they're like, we want all this land by this time, and we will be able to do this. And they're using these weapons to clear this land so they can steal it from people and take it and own it and buy it, do whatever, and gather it all up in an allotted amount of time so that they can finally unleash what they want to unleash on all of us. So, again, why are they so upset that we're figuring it out? Right? Why? I'm telling you, they're up to a lot. They're up to a lot out there, and everybody should be questioning it, and everybody should be asking more and more questions. And I don't know about you, but I really wish I had a blue roof now. But unfortunately, I went with orange. So I guess if, you know, the WEDs come my way here in little old Manchester, unfortunately, I'll probably get burned to the ground. But look, it keeps coming up over and over and over again. These blue roofs, all the people that are now no longer here because they spoke their mind, because they actually figured a few things out and asked some questions. We all need to be doing this. Maybe if we all finally start asking all these questions, maybe they can't disappear us all, or maybe they're buying up all the land so they can. So, I don't know. Food for thought. It's crazy. It's crazy, everybody. I want to say thank you to everybody out there again. I greatly appreciate you, all my subscribers. You're what keeps me coming back week after week. Remember, take that Linktree link in the description below the video and share it with everybody and help me make the podcast even bigger than it already has gotten. So And then, of course, if you're new, popping by, checking it out, you got sent the link tree, make sure you're hitting that subscribe button, all right? You got to click that damn thing. If you're stopping by and you're not clicking that subscribe button, I don't know what you're doing, but everybody's doing it now, so you join in, all right? Everybody's jumping off the bridge. You got to jump too. Click that subscribe button. And then, of course, if you want your opportunity to be a guest or you want to tell your story or there's a story that needs to be heard, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. That's talking with Topher at gmail.com. Go ahead and send it an audio, video, or type it out. But you got to send it over to the official email of the podcast, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. And then, of course, don't forget about the link tray. All right? It's very important. You're going to find everything TWT. Right there, all the social, go follow, go subscribe, give thumbs up, and then copy and share that link with everybody you know. Hopefully they like it as much as you do. And of course, I hope everybody out there has a great rest of their Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And as always, I will talk to you later.